Welcome to episode 482 of the official Game Stitch podcast. I'm your host, Dan Reamer, and as always, producer Gerald is in the house.
Good morning, everybody.
Once again, it is the Dan and Gerald show. No Ryan again. At this point, we're just going to start listing him as a guest star, I think. This were the love boat. He would just have his face in that little circle at the beginning of the season. And that's an old school reference for some of you. For probably most of you, I would imagine.
I remember the love boat, but I don't recall anything on there.
Every Saturday at 9 o'clock came on. I used to watch it with I used to spend the night at my aunt and uncle's a lot on the weekends. When my mom was a single mom and, before she married my stepdad, in between my dad and my stepdad. And they always used to watch The Love Boat. That was one of the precursors to the Saturday night main event that we got to watch at 11:30.
Gotcha. See, I remember the theme song. I remember, like, the entrance thing.
The Love Boat.
I remember all that, but I don't remember anything that happened on the show. Like, I've watched, like, clips here and there and just... Yeah. I don't remember none of it.
It was basically most known for its guest stars. It ran for quite a bit, I think, like 6 years or something. We used to watch The Love Boat, and then we'd usually play Uno for an hour, and then at 11 o'clock, we would start making popcorn, getting snacks ready for... Because 11:35 was rolling up quick, and Saturday night's main event started, and it ran from 11:35 to 1. It was awesome, because I was, like, way too young to be staying up that late, but my uncle let me anyway. I think he was just so excited to have somebody to watch wrestling with.
Yeah.
Because they never had kids. They ended up getting divorced years later, but he never had anyone... to watch it with. So when I wasn't there, he had to watch it by himself. And you know as well as I know that watching wrestling by yourself is not the same as watching it with other people.
Right.
Because part of the fun of wrestling, if you're not familiar with wrestling, I know we talk about it a lot on here. This is not a wrestling show. Although to be fair, I don't know that it's always a video game show either. If you're not familiar with wrestling, part of the fun of wrestling is watching other people's reactions to it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you've got two people who are either cheering for the same person or one for and one against. It's not the same anymore like it used to be. We've talked about it. It's, you know, the 80s, early 90s was the prime time. Was like some of the best wrestling, I would think, as far as for me, and it could be partly nostalgia talking, but as far as the promos and all that, I just think that was the prime time. I get that, you know, I get that The Rock is super charismatic and Stone Cold Steve Austin was super charismatic and all that, but man, they still just don't want to compare this to some of them old timers. Rowdy Roddy, I don't think anybody's ever going to compare to Rowdy Roddy Piper.
No, there'll only be one Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I love Rowdy Roddy Piper. I wish he was still alive.
I used to listen to his podcast when he had it. It was really good.
Yeah, it was a good podcast. He's actually a pretty smart dude.
Mm-hmm.
A very, very intelligent person, but he's... and he was actually one of the first... I would say he started the trend of wrestlers making the transition to movies. Him and Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan didn't really appear in any good movies.
Come on, No Holds Barred?
No Holds Barred is not a good movie. It is a fun time.
Rocky?
It is not a good movie.
Was it Rocky III he was in?
Yeah, he came out for one...
Thunder Lips.
One fight is Mr. T's buddy.
Right, but we're talking about actual acting. Roddy Piper did more of acting movies.
Like, yes, like, you know, They Live. They Live is a classic. They Live is a John Carpenter movie. John Carpenter is a renowned director.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I couldn't tell you who directed No Holds Barred.
Right.
I don't know who that was.
Or Mr. Nanny.
Or Mr. Nanny or Suburban Commando.
Oh, my God, Suburban Commando.
Santa with Muscles.
Oh, yeah.
This, I mean, Hulk Hogan was in some shit. He was in some garbage fucking movies.
Hey, but I don't blame they offered me a movie. I'm going to do a movie off back then.
Oh, yeah, too. I get it. I totally get it. But Rowdy Roddy Piper actually aspired to be like a thespian, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. He did some garbage movies, too. But a lot of his garbage movies were movies that were, they weren't meant to take themselves seriously.
Right.
You know, like Hell Comes to Frogtown. I own Hell Comes to Frogtown. It's a ridiculous movie. It's not a good movie. It is such a fun movie to watch because the premise that is so stupid, and Rowdy Roddy Piper is in on the joke in it, is the point. He's not taking it. He's taking the joke seriously. He's not taking the character in the movie seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, and he's so much fun to watch it because he's just this ridiculous caricature. You know, and that's the thing I think why Roddy Piper was a little more of a little better of an actor than Hulk Hogan was, is because I think he understood that he was a wrestler slash entertainer who was doing movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly feel that Hulk Hogan felt that he was like an all-around entertainer and could be an actor.
Yeah.
I don't think Roddy Piper ever felt that way. I think he was having fun with everything he ever did. I think that was his life. He took it all seriously, but if it wasn't fun, he wasn't going to do it. And I don't think Hulk Hogan really had that same philosophy. And I think it shows in their repertoire. So if you get a chance, check out Hell Comes to Frogtown. I own it. I have the physical Blu-ray copy. You can get it from Shout Factory, I believe. Possibly Diabolik DVD. I can't remember where I got it. It's a ridiculous, fun, post-apocalyptic wasteland joyride of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to tweak your feelings at all, I promise. But you're going to have, it's going to be a fun 86 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's, speaking of 86 minutes, something else I miss is when movies were like 90 minute movies. I miss that.
Now they're like 2 hours, 3 hours. Now they're getting 3 hours long.
Which is good. I mean, I understand. And I watch them. You know, like The Batman was almost 3 hours long. It's like 2 hours and 40 minutes long or something. And yes, that's me guessing. So if I'm wrong, kick rocks. Feel free to tell me. I don't really care. But however long it was, I know it was longer than a normal movie. You know, the Avengers, last two Avengers movies are incredibly long. And I get that. You get a lot of bang for your buck that way. You know, you get more movie for the money you're paying. But I miss this 90-minute movie. Just an easy breezy 90 minutes. It just flies by and you're like, holy fuck, how's this done already? I was having so much fun.
Yeah. And usually those are like the smaller budget, the B movies.
Yeah. Yeah.
The big budget movies are getting to closer to 2 hours. So if you
the big budget movies used to be 90 minute movies,
mm-hmm.
but the reasoning for that, see, there's a reason they made that shift. The reasoning for that was always about TV rights. So if you were a director and you made an hour and a half movie at that time, movies were an hour and a half. There were a few that were longer, but they were an hour and a half.
Right.
That was probably 92% of them. The reason for that is because once you sold off those movies, sold off the rights to like television stations, they would pay big bucks for those movies, but they had to fit in a 2 hour window.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to add advertisements.
Yeah, that's why you would get those. What I hated, sometimes they would cut scenes out.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes they would cut scenes out to fit it into that 20 minutes. But if it basically became the industry standard that 90 minutes was the perfect length to allow now for advertisements and stuff like that to still fit it in that 2 hour window. So that's the reason behind that. And I realized that TV stations don't do that anymore. So there's no reason for that anymore. But yeah, I miss just a brisk 90 minute movie. So that's my rant for the day. That's my old man Reamer rant right there, about the length of movies. Damn kids ruining everything, you know.
Yep.
So what's new with you this week?
Not much. I had to work late at night, a few nights, so I haven't really got to really watch much. I did catch up on Halo, watched the newest episode. Some I've watched all three. Snowpiercer ended, so it's done. I'm still watching Star Trek Discovery. I think I'm 8 episodes in now. Going to be watching Morbius today. Now, playing wise, just playing No Man's Sky. That's it.
Still just No Man's Sky?
Mm-hmm.
And you're liking it. You're still liking it.
Yeah, I still like it. I haven't decided what I'm going to play, and along with that, I need to get something else. Just don't know what yet.
Something to kind of break it up a little bit.
Yeah, like I was saying last week, I need to find something else to play.
Yeah. See, and you worked really hard on that in the last week, I see.
Yeah, I really didn't have much time. I really only had like 3 days, really to... There was just No Man's Sky in it.
So are you still into Halo? I know last week you said you were. You were enjoying it. You liked what it did. It could have been a sci-fi show. It didn't need to have Master Chief. I've heard a lot of... concerns that maybe the show should have been set in the Halo universe without Master Chief as the main character. Do you agree with that assessment? Disagree with that assessment?
No, I think this is good because I think it's a Master Chief origin story. That's how I feel like it is.
Okay.
Because it's supposed to happen before Halo 1, so kind of in the background of why he is who he is, which he doesn't really have a story in the show, like we're in the game, but he does in the show.
He's just a soldier taking orders.
Yeah.
So they kind of
push that here, where he's taking orders and he's controlled.
And he's trying to get in touch with his humanity, I guess, is my understanding of it. I haven't seen a single episode. But I do keep up with it because eventually I'll probably watch it. I just need to find the right medium for that to be on, whether I buy it when it comes out on DVD or whatever. I will watch it because I'm interested in it. I'm not a huge Halo fan, so it's kind of perfect for me because I like Halo enough to know about Halo. But I don't love Halo enough to hate any other form of media that doesn't agree with my assessment of Halo.
Right.
So see, I feel like it's going to be a good time for me.
And see, usually what I do is, like, when I eat dinner, I'll throw, like, a TV show on like that. Also, Moon Knight. I watched the first episode of Moon Knight. So I'll watch Moon Knight.
Oh, yeah. The first episode? You didn't see the second one?
No, I did not see the second one yet.
What do you think of the first episode?
Oh, I liked it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, I like how I think he did an amazing job. Like, he made me believe that he was who the character is supposed to be, like crazy and schizophrenic.
But he's not crazy. You can't say that.
I know.
Anymore.
Yeah, no, I'm gonna say he's crazy.
You can't say that anymore. You're gonna get us canceled. Yeah, no, I really like Moon Knight. I think it's what I like about it is I think it's different, really, from any of the other Marvel properties out there. You know, and it's a non-established character, for one thing. And I may be wrong, but I think of the TV shows they've done, this is the first one that introduces a character, isn't it?
Yeah, because the other ones were already...
We had WandaVision, we had Loki, we had Captain America and Falcon. Captain America, Winter Soldier, Falcon and the Winter Soldier, whatever it was. Am I missing any?
Mm-mm.
No. I'm not. So it's the first one to introduce characters into the first TV, I should say, the first TV show to introduce new characters into the MCU, and I think it's a cool, I think it's a good medium. I think it works, especially for Moon Knight.
Yeah, which I did see that he only signed on just to do the 6 episodes.
Yeah.
So I guess they're going to see how the 6 episodes do before they decide to sign him on full
Yep. Well,
term or
they're
something.
supposed to be introducing the I should say there's a rumor they're going to be introducing Werewolf by Night. Actually, I think it's been confirmed actually that they're going to introduce Werewolf by Night. So I feel like if it works out, he'll be in, and Blade will end up in there somewhere because I feel like they're going to kind of become like the Midnight Suns. So I think that'll be cool. I really like it. It's different than a lot of the properties out there. It gets a chance to be quite a bit darker than some of the other Marvel properties. A little more, yeah, a little more dark, I guess, this is the best way I can think of to put it. But it also introduces a new, I guess, method of superheroism because it starts bringing in Egyptian gods, which is cool. So now we're going the spiritual route or the mythological route, which they kind of touched on with Eternals, and they've kind of touched on with Asgard and Thor. Technically, I guess they made them aliens, the Asgardians, but instead of the actual, Roman gods or Greek gods, whichever it is, I can never remember. It's one of them, or no, it's not either. It's not Roman or Greek. Shit, I can't remember what it is now. Oh, fuck. I'm blanking. I'm blanking on what the actual religious aspect of the Asgardians is for whatever reason.
Yeah, me
But
too.
I'm blanking on it. But it is not Greek. It is not Roman. It has to do more with like the Scandinavian countries. Their religious Vikings stuff like that. So yeah, I like that they're introducing some more of that stuff in there. That's cool. I like to see, there's a lot of complaints about the superhero movies, and I understand because someone who appreciates film and has always appreciates film, I understand the critiques. I get where people are coming from with those critiques. I don't necessarily agree with those critiques because I don't think the movies are garbage. I think they are good, entertaining, fun movies. So I, you know, and there still takes a special. It still takes skill to write those movies. It still takes skill to be the actor that acts out those characters, to direct all of that. It's still filmmaking, but there's people that are caught up in the whole, auteur filmmaking, and we don't see these kind of movies anymore. A perfect example, the movie Ambulance came out this weekend. It's a big Michael Bay movie, big action blockbuster, what have you. And it's basically severely underperforming at the box office. People aren't going to see it. And there's complaints about that, but you can't legislate people's tastes. You can't legislate what they like. And there's something to be said. I understand the need for new IPs in film. I like new IPs in film. I want to see Ambulance. I like Michael Bay as a director. I know a lot of people don't. I realize that's probably blasphemy, and I don't care. Michael Bay hits a nerve that he just hits my spot. He is a fun guy who likes to blow shit up and shoot shit, and his movies are always fun. Whether they're good, bad, not great, whatever, you can't tell me that those movies aren't. You got The Rock, you got Con Air, you got the Transformers movies, Pain and Gain. All those movies are fun. They're a good time.
Mm-hmm.
So I like Michael Bay. I would have liked to see Ambulance do better to know that there's still an audience for that, but I don't think that audience is in the theater anymore. I think you'll see that movie probably hit pretty big when it goes to Netflix, HBO Max, wherever it goes. I think you'll probably see it do much better there. Which is kind of unfortunate, because the last thing I really want to do is go to the movie theater and decide, do I want to watch this Marvel movie, this Marvel movie, or this DC movie, or this Pixar movie? I don't want to be narrowed down to like three types of movies that they're showing in the theater at any given time.
Right.
I do like that variety, but, and if that's something that you're looking for, what you should probably do is look around somewhere close to you for like an independent movie theater. They tend to have more options, and they tend to bring in some of the different stuff that might be interesting to you. There's a movie that just came out that you will not find it on the big screen near me. You probably won't find it on the big screen near you, but was it Everything Everywhere All the Time, I think, with Michelle Yeoh?
Everything Everywhere All at Once?
All at Once, that's it. Everything Everywhere All at Once. That's playing about 30 minutes from me at the little theater, which is a small independent theater.
It's playing here. It's playing. There's four showings. Yeah, four showings here.
Wow. Only four theaters or four showings at one theater?
Four showings at one theater.
Well, you're one of the lucky ones then, because I don't think that's coming out to a lot of the bigger theaters. But I want to see that, and I'll probably try to pick a night to go to the Lille Theater by myself and see that. If there is a certain type of movie that you're looking to see in the theater, sometimes you just have to look. You might have to look a little harder these days. Sorry. It is what it is. It's kind of where we live now. Because I like movies of all types. Mm-hmm. I like superhero movies. I get being inundated in superhero movies. There are a lot of them that tend to come out, but they're usually pretty good. So, I mean, why would people not make them?
Yeah.
So there's that.
Back to the Thor thing. It's the Nordic.
Nordic. That's it.
Yeah. Vikings.
That's it. Thank you. I don't know, I was brain farting on that. Bothered me.
Me too.
Bothered me. So yeah, I watched Moon Knight.
I'd only watched the one episode so far.
You need to watch the second episode. Second episode starts answering a few questions. It does create more questions, but it starts answering some questions. But yeah, it's really nice, and I like the fact that they've gone with a bipolar hero. I think that's pretty cool that they utilized that and I liked it in the comics. The comics was actually the first one to do it, but they've utilized bipolar disorder, that disorder, and wove it into the story, which I think is pretty cool. If you have Disney Plus, check out Moon Knight. It's pretty cool. A lot of people seem to – I've talked to some people that don't know the comics or the character or anything and are just going in cold, and they're a little confused about it. But I think if you can get past that, maybe just – you might have to do a little bit of, research on the character. Not a whole lot. Go on online and do a quick Wikipedia search. Take a look at it for a few minutes and it'll all come together. But I think it's really cool, and I'm glad to see that. I like that Disney/Marvel is not just rehashing the same thing over and over and over again. And I know there are those argue that they are, but I'm sorry, they're not. They are constantly bringing new aspects into the things that they do, and I think that's important to stay fresh. It makes it pretty exciting to watch, really, for me. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
So that was it. So that's what you watched. That's what you played.
Yep, that's it. That's everything.
I guess we should move on to me then.
Yep.
I played Tiny Tina's Wonderlands. That's all I played. But I played it a fair amount, not as much as I did the week before. But I did play it a fair amount. And listen, I'm standing by what I said about that game last week. That game just trips every trigger I need to in a video game. It's got humor. It's got good characters. It's fun. You just shoot stuff. It's got all kinds of different guns, all kinds of different spells, all kinds of different everything. I want to, every time I'm playing, I think about seeing if there's something else I want to play, and then I don't, because I'm like, you know what? No, I do want to keep going with this. I'm mm-hmm. just having too much fun. So that's kind of where I'm at now. As far as watching, I went ahead and I bit the bullet. I know we've talked about it in the past. I went ahead and subscribed to Hiya.
Okay.
For those of you that don't know, Hiya is basically Amazon Prime, pay extra. It's like $3.99, an extra $3.99 a month. It is all martial arts, Hong Kong, Japan. It's basically 99% of it is Southeast Asia movies, movies that come out of there. So it's got a lot of Donnie Yen on there. They've got a lot of different martial arts movies on there. Some of it's constantly switching out, just like Prime does. Constantly switches out movies. So I watched Kung Fu Killer.
Kung Fu Killer.
It's one I've been wanting to see. It's a Donnie Yen movie. Yeah, one time it was on Prime and I wanted to watch it, so I looked on Prime. It wasn't. That's kind of what flipped the switch. I was like, you know what? I'm finally going to watch this movie. I had it saved in my queue and it was actually on Prime.
I think I've seen this.
So I turned it on and I was going to play it and it said, you need to subscribe to Hiya. And I was like, okay, well, fuck it. Here we go. Game on. So I did. I'm still in the middle of my 7-day trial, but I watched Kung Fu Killer and Kung Fu. I love Donnie Yen. I've said it before. I say it again. Donnie Yen is fucking awesome. He's so much fun to watch. He's got a lot of charisma.
Hold on. Wait, is there a Kung Fu Killer and a Kung Fu Jungle, or is it the same movie?
Nope, they should be different.
Okay, because I watched Kung Fu Jungle then.
Not Killer. I think they're different.
Because it's the same guy you're showing in there in Kung Fu Jungle.
I watched Kung Fu Killer. Let me check out Kung Fu. Go ahead and fill some space while I look this up, because I don't even know what Kung Fu Jungle is.
Donnie Yen looking at his movies.
Kung Fu Jungle. Oh, apparently it is the same movie.
Okay, it was called... Okay, so I did watch that, but a long time ago. Because I remember the guy that's in the background on the photo with him. I remember
Wayne him Buckwang?
And, yeah, I remember him and Donnie Yen were in a sword fight.
No.
No?
They don't fight with swords.
Why am I thinking they fight with swords?
They fight with bamboo sticks.
Or sticks, yeah, something. I remember them
in the
fighting.
Middle of the street.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
In the middle of the highway. So yeah, Donnie Yen is in jail. He's a former kung fu master. He goes over. He got in a. Apparently, this movie is about what it does. Is it talk how kung fu masters all fight each other to figure out who's the best? Well, Donnie Yen accidentally kills somebody during one of these fights and is in prison. And then there's another guy now who is going around. He's a serial killer, but he's basically going around killing all the kung fu masters using their own styles. So it breezes all into right. that and goes into that. But surprisingly, there's not a lot of Donnie Yen fights in this movie. And I did not see that coming. A lot of the fights that they actually show quite a bit of are the fights between the serial killer and whatever master he's fighting at the time. Now, at the end, Donnie Yen is one of these masters, and he was considered to be the best. So he was supposed to be like the final boss, I guess. So he gets let out of prison to try to track down this serial killer. The final fight was fucking awesome. Awesome choreography, takes place in the middle of the fucking Hong Kong highway. Trucks going by, cars going by. They're fighting using all kinds of different styles. It was pretty cool to watch. I'm glad I watched it. I think the next one I'm going to watch is going to be Special ID. I think that's the next one I want to watch. It's another Donnie Yen movie. But there's also a movie on there that I'm interested in that is not necessarily a martial arts movie. It's called The Gangster, The Cop, The Devil. That's the one that really piqued. I happened to see a trailer for it somewhere, and that really piqued my interest. A clip for it. I think I saw a clip of it on TikTok. I was like, ooh, I want to check this movie out. So I checked it out, and it's available on Hiya. So I was like, ooh, I might have to get Hiya. And then
the guy from whatchamacallit, Eternals is on there.
I don't think it's him. I think it just looks like him.
Don Lee. Yeah, he's in the Eternals.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he's the Eternals guy.
Oh. So I want to check that one out too. So now I've just got to find I've got to find more time to start watching more of these movies.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of stuff on there, and I'm actually super excited about having it finally. I can't freaking wait. I'm like, this is so cool. I plugged my tablet in to get my tablet back up charged, so got to make sure my earbuds are plugged up so I can watch on a tablet if I have to. I'm super excited.
Speaking of child, I had the one photo of you and your son watching something.
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim. Yeah, that was good. That was a good one because it looked like he was like into it too.
He was into it.
Yeah, too. It was just like, oh my gosh, that's an amazing photo.
Sitting on my lap watching Pacific Rim. Yep, I introduced him to Kaiju and Mechs. So we're off to a good start.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's awesome. You have that photo. You can always show him, like, look, this is me and you watching this. Because, like, you know, a long time ago, we didn't have camera phones. You only had, the Polaroids and do all that stuff. So now you can have memories.
Yep. Or you took a bunch of pictures on a roll of film and hope that at least one of them turned out.
Yeah. Like, dude, my mom and dad have a photo of me riding a horse. I remember ever riding a horse, but it's like, oh, yeah, you were on a horse. And I see the photo. I'm like, oh, yeah, I did ride a horse.
I was on a horse. Huh. Yeah.
Well, I liked that photo. That was a good photo.
Yeah, I really liked it, too. My wife took it of us.
You were into it?
We were both into the movie. We weren't even paying attention to her taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be a movie kid like me.
I don't know. You're going to have fun when he's a little older to start introduce him to all these old movies.
Yeah. And the new ones. I'll have someone to go to the theater with.
Yeah.
And it'll be excuses. I'll be like, no, we got to go see this movie. And my wife will be like, okay. Because it's for him.
Yeah.
It'd be like, me that wants to go to a movie. It's like, you don't need to go. Blah, blah, blah.
Say, it is rated R. Why are you letting watch? Like, no, it's okay. There's no nudity. It's just a lot of violence.
Yeah. There's just fighting. And there's like one F word. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to be careful about it, but
y'all should see Dan's face right now. He's glowing with smiles right now.
Yeah, excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to go see movies with him. We've talked about taking him now to like the dollar theater. If it didn't work, walk out. I still think it's a little early though.
Yeah.
He just turned one, so right now, Yeah, we watch every now and then. Most of the time is spent watching. Like, what we watched Zootopia the other day. You know, we watched Moana again. Turning Red, we saw. But every now and then, I'll turn on. Like, he watched some of Kung Fu Killer yesterday when I had it on. He likes. He's gonna be an action kid. He likes fight sequences. He likes shit blowing up. So he's all boy. Apparently. So yeah, it's fun to. You know, she sent me that picture. I was like, oh my god, that's fucking great. Because he's sitting on my lap just watching. I think it's on Twitter. You can go to my Twitter and see it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so since you watch like Moana and stuff like that, apparently there's like a big thing where all the movies, all these like Disney movies are like intertwined. But they'll have a character from this movie in this in a movie over here, and this person like in the background over here, the toy is laying on the dresser.
I don't pay that much attention. I've seen those theories, yeah, where they had like Cinderella's parents were in Frozen's ball or something.
Yeah, I think if Disney is really doing that, I've seen some stuff on that. Not I really haven't dived into because I really don't care about that. But that was kind of neat that if they all do that okay, you're tying them all together somehow.
Yeah, it's neat if they're doing that. Like I said, I don't pay enough attention to know if they're doing that. You know, I just half the time they're not really my style of movie. And most of them I've seen already. I can't say they're not my style of movie. They're not my style of movie to watch more than once. You know, I've seen Moana. I've seen Zootopia. I watched Turning Red. Turning Red was good. What's the other one? Encanto. I watched Encanto. So it's not like oh, it's an animated movie. I'm not going to watch that. I don't agree with people who think that. Fuck those people. Movies are movies, whether animated or not.
Yep.
I'm excited to be able to go to the movies with them. I can't wait till that happens. It's not going to happen for another year or so probably, but pretty soon we'll be hitting up the theaters. Maybe I'll get to go every weekend like you do. So you're going to choose Morbius over Sonic 2, huh?
I didn't even watch Sonic 1.
Oh, man, Sonic 1 was so good.
No.
It was fucking great. You're missing out.
No.
Why?
I never was a Sonic fan even. I don't think I've ever played a Sonic game.
I'm not a huge Sonic fan either. I played the games.
Just doesn't look good.
The movies are great. Yeah, I like the movies. I want to see Sonic 2. I saw Sonic 1. I felt the same way till I saw Sonic 1 for free on Hulu, and I was like, oh my god, this is amazing. Why did I sit on this?
No, speaking of when you were talking about the anime, I did pick up the Robin Hood movie. I found it on Blu-ray.
Which Robin Hood?
The cartoon. The old 70s.
Huh. I don't know about that.
Hold on, me.
Let me see here.
Right here. Share screen.
Oh yeah, look at that. Oh, the Disney movie.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's one of my favorite ones of all time.
I do know. Yeah, Robin Hood and Little John running through the forest, trying to get away from the sheriff and his men.
Yep.
I still remember the song because I'm stupid.
Yep. That's one of my favorites. So I picked that up.
Yeah. No, that is a good one. That is a good one.
Did you buy anything this week?
I thought you meant like an anime Robin Hood. I was like, what the fuck is this? Where has this been my whole life? But
besides that, I picked up two new Spawn figures back here.
Oh, where'd you get those?
FYE and Opera Mills. They're released, but not supposed to be released yet.
So how'd they release them?
They just had them on a shelf.
So you're like, fuck it.
Yeah, the girl was like, yeah, we just put those out today. And I'm like, well, I'm buying them.
You weren't supposed to, but okay.
Yeah, so I got all the Mortal Kombat Spawns now. I also picked up some Legos.
What'd you get for Legos?
I'm gonna show you.
Oh, you can't even tell me. You gotta show me.
Yeah, because you might like this.
Oh no.
So will you and Ryan White both like it?
Oh no.
Can you see
it? Is that Hogwarts? Is that the Diagon Alley?
No, no, it's the boutique hotel.
Oh, where'd you get that thing? The Lego store?
The Lego store.
What else did you get? What's that thing run? $400?
$200. Right. Yeah, they gave me some Easter.
Some little minifigs. You got the Easter minifigs.
Well, the Easter.
Or the Easter.
Yeah, baby collectors.
Set. Yeah.
And then this guy. Ryan will like that one.
What car is that? I can only see the grill.
It's just some old looking vintage taxi. It's like a British.
Yeah, that is more Ryan speed than mine.
Yeah.
I can tell you this though. Talking about Legos. We've decided the theme for our new bathroom is going to be Legos.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to be putting up shelves and putting some of my stuff up in there. Putting some minifigs in there. I am in the process right now. The only Legos I have bought are some of the just the sets. Mm-hmm. That have just the Legos in them, not an actual build a set, but just Legos.
Yeah.
I'm currently in the process of building like a toothbrush holder and that kind of stuff.
It'll be cool.
It's going to be neat once it's done. We're going to try to get some, my wife got these, they have, you've probably seen them at like the dollar store or something, but they look like Legos, but they're like cups with straws.
Oh yeah.
What I did is I drilled out the top of those, and I now have soap dispensers in them. So a little do-it-yourself going on.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll probably hang up like get some Lego pictures or posters or something. We're gonna get like Lego colored bath mat and towels and stuff were in there. Like I said, get some shelves up, get some Legos in there, build some different stuff on there. So I'm fun. It gets to spark my creativity a little bit,
mm-hmm.
See what I can come up with. So, been on Pinterest looking at some ideas, that kind of stuff. I'll probably make like a razor holder. I'll make something for the Google Mini to go in so I can hide the cord.
It's gonna be fun.
I'm kind of excited about it. It's kind of fun. It's going to be expensive because in order to get the Legos you need, one set never does it.
Yep.
Do
people yard sale up there where you're at?
Yeah, people yard sale up here.
You might be able to find like just people with a big bucket full of bricks and get them for like,
I actually really have some of those. The problem is a lot of them were the Technic parts.
Mm-hmm.
I got like this big plastic bin of toys. Of Legos, and I paid like $10 for it. The problem is it's got a lot of Technic in it. It's got a lot of the Ninjago in it. So those pieces aren't really conducive to what I want to do right now.
Yeah.
Right now I just need standard Legos to, make the foundation of the stuff I'm trying to build. But yeah, but it's nice that this is just going to be a Lego theme and not like a specific Lego theme. So I can put any mail. Like I'm thinking about hanging my minifig case in there. But my mm-hmm. vanity also has like a little shelf that runs along the bottom. So I'm thinking about putting minifigs there.
Oh, down the bottom. Yeah, that'd be nice.
All along the bottom of the shelf on the vanity mirror. Because it's a big mirror, so you can still see yourself in it. But along the bottom, you'll have all these minifigs. So I'm considering that because I have a few minifigs that didn't fit in there, or I have more minifigs than I had for the case.
Yeah.
So I'm excited about that. Plus, it gives me a reason to buy more Legos.
Oh yeah, it's never bad.
And that part my wife's on board with. So anytime I want to buy a Lego set, I can just say, I'm going to put it in the bathroom. It'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's me gaming the system right there.
Don't blame me on that.
But other than that, I think that's it. So I tried to pre-order the new Mandalorian ship. And it's not available for pre-order anymore. So now I'm hoping on May 1st it's going to pop out in the store somewhere. I'll have to keep an eye on it. Because I really, really want it.
You tell it the... That used to be what, one of the Naboo fighters.
Yeah,
turned it. Yeah, okay, that one.
Yeah. I went to pre-order it, and it's not available for pre-order anymore. So I'll have to hit up Targets and Walmarts and see if I can find it. On May 1st, I think, when it releases. Just because I want all the my goal. I want all the Mandalorian stuff. I mean, I want all the Legos. Don't get me wrong. But right now, my big goal is that I want all the Mandalorian ships. All of the ships that he, the his ships, I should say. You know, because right now the Razor Crest is like the centerpiece of my collection.
Right.
That and the Adidas shoe, probably. But so I want all the ships just to keep with that theme. And eventually I want the other ships too. I'm going to want like, you know, the Imperial Cruiser from Mandalorian and Bo-Katan ships. I'll tell you what other ship looks good that I'm not really into it, but I want it because it looks cool, is the Guardians of the Galaxy ship.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it does. Yeah,
I kind of want that for no absolute reason other than to have it.
Ooh, it's $150.
I know, it's not cheap.
At least the Mandalorian one is only $50.
Right. Right.
So the Mandalorian one is still pre-orderable on Amazon and Best Buy.
Is it?
Yeah, you can pre-order both. They're still there.
I might have to look into that. Yep.
June 1st it releases.
It's June 1st? I thought it was May 1st. Maybe they pushed it back?
They must have, because normally with the May the 4th be with you, Lego does a lot of stuff with...
In May. Yeah, in May. I thought it was May 1st. But yeah, they may have pushed it back. That's fine. Regardless, I want it.
Oh, damn, Lego, the Guardians of the Galaxy ship is actually pretty big. No wonder it's $150.
Yeah, it is big. And I'll tell you, I don't know if I've said this before on here or not to you, but I have a huge regret when it comes to Legos. The huge regret, I love Star Wars Rebels. Star Wars Rebels is probably my favorite Star Wars. And I kicked myself all the time for not getting the Star Wars Rebels ghost ship. Because I think that ship is super cool. And I remember seeing it in the store, and I wasn't into Legos at the time like I am now. And I almost bought it anyway because it was only like $100, $120 or something. And I was like, nah, no, I don't need to. I probably never put it together anyway, blah, 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 blah. And now you can't find that thing anywhere. And if you can, it's like $1,200.
Yep.
So that's my biggest regret, because I really, really, really want that ship. And I know for a fact that at that price, I will never, never, never have that ship.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest regret. Do you have a Lego regret?
Yes, that I did not buy or did not get into the big sets like the one I just showed you. Don't tell. There was like three of them that came out before that I started getting into those. I missed out on all three of those. And I just was, I'll wait to get that one. I'll wait to get that one. And then they retired them and you can't get them now.
Yeah. So again, like, $1,200 somewhere, right?
Oh yeah. There's like, it's the greenhouse. The greenhouse is like $5,000 because it's limited edition. There's a firehouse, and then some other one I missed out on.
Yeah, I kind of still want that camping caravan one.
That blue one?
The blue van and the camper?
Yeah. I saw that yesterday. I was like, man, that looks pretty sweet.
It looks pretty sweet. I have no purpose for it. It doesn't blend in with anything else I have. I have no love for the van or the camper. I have no love for camping. I want that fucking set because I think that set looks so fucking cool.
Yeah, if I was into the cars, I would definitely get those.
But I'm not did I tell you? Oh, I don't know if I told the. I know I told you. I don't think I told the listeners. I ended up about a month or so ago. I talked about the Corvette set, and I got that.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't tell them, but you told us.
Okay. Yeah, I ended up picking that up. I went back to try to find it, and it was gone everywhere. And you had sent me a picture of it, Gerald.
Mm-hmm. When I was at the store.
Mm-hmm. So my assumption was you were asking if you wanted me to buy it for me or not. but that was my assumption. Next time I'll tell you yes or no. But I ended up finding it out in the wild, the last one. And I was like, so I looked all around. I was like, you know what? If this is the last one, this is a sign. This is fate. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure enough, it is the last one. Okay, it's fate. I even looked behind, like, areas where it shouldn't be, just in case someone got tucked away somewhere. Mm-hmm. And because if there was another one, then it wasn't fate. But, no, it was the only one, so it was fate, so I picked it up. It was only $30. It wasn't a big deal. But the cars aren't really a thing I'm into. But my wife and I used to own a Corvette, an old Corvette. And for some reason, that one just clicked with me, kind of like the camper and van one does. So yeah. I ended up picking that up. I gotta pick a time here to start putting some of these together too.
I can't wait till I get to start. When I get a house, though, I'll be able to put mine together.
Cause I've got like three sets I need to put together. I've got one of the solo sets that I still have. I have a Batman Clayface set that my wife found for me at like a dollar store or something. And then I have those, the Corvettes that I want to get together. So I think those will go cool in the bathroom.
Oh, they will. Yeah.
I think those will look cool in the bathroom. So,
yes. So this is what I missed out on this one.
Oh, what is that one? What's it say?
It's the factory.
Market Street factory.
Yep. So they did some fan design. That was the first one they let a fan design.
Ah.
I missed that one, and I missed that one.
Oh, that firehouse is fucking cool.
Mm-hmm. And there's one more, but I can't think of the name of the other one.
I got to tell you, the other one I want. I want, wow, I'm really clear on your video there, huh?
Yeah.
Looks like I have a filter on.
Mm-hmm.
I don't, though. I'm just that good looking. Nice. I want the DeLorean.
Oh, the DeLorean looks so sweet.
They're coming out with it. I want the DeLorean. I might end up scrambling to get the DeLorean. I think it's a little expensive, though, is the problem. But it looks fucking good. Can you imagine that thing with a light kit?
Yeah, that'll be... Look at that thing.
You can put it together three ways. You can put it together, like, all three movies.
Mm-hmm. And the wheels do turn upside down to make it fly. The wheels
turn to make it like a hover DeLorean. What's that thing run, though? I think it's like $200 or $225 or something, isn't it? But it's big. I think it's like 14 inches long when it's put together or something. $225, I was right.
Well, that's a StockX. Walmart's got $349.
$297 at Amazon. Jesus Christ. Oh, I'm not getting that bad boy.
StockX has a different one. That's not the new one.
Oh.
Yeah, they have the little small one that they released.
Yep, okay. Building all new, hit shop now, and it runs for, I thought it was like $200 or something.
$169. $170.
Okay.
$170, yep.
Yeah.
Temporary last stock, so they. That's going to be one of those ones that.
That's going to be a big one.
Yep.
That's going to be one of those ones I plan on not ever getting.
Future collector's item.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Damn. Yeah, well, it is what it is, I reckon. Mm-hmm. Can't have everything you want.
No.
So there was something else I thought I wanted to talk about. Some PlayStation news or something that came out this week. Or Xbox news. I can't even remember what it was now.
PlayStation. See what sort of news in the PlayStation.
We talked about the passes last week, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Or the week before?
Yeah, we did.
It was the week before because Ryan was on last week. I didn't want to hear him fanboy over Sony, so I didn't bring it up. Not there's anything. Oh, I know what I was going to talk about. It was going back to we were talking about the movies, and a lot of the movies that are getting released now that aren't doing well in theaters are probably going to like blow up on streaming. Yeah. I like Ambulance. I think I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy, the game didn't sell well. It went to Game Pass, and apparently it's blowing up, which tells you how important these streaming services can be.
Yes.
It's apparently the way both Xbox and the developers of Guardians of the Galaxy have put it is finally finding its audience on Game Pass. Apparently, it's one of the most downloaded games ever at this point on Game Pass. Not ever, sorry. Like of the month or something. So it's really taken off now that people are discovering it on Game Pass for free when they wouldn't pay $69.99 for it or $59.99 for it, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad people are finding that game because that game was good. It was really good. I think I had nothing but good things to say about it on here, and I stand by that. That game was incredible. Especially if you consider, I'm not a huge Guardians fan. I like Guardians of the Galaxy. I like the movies. I like the comics. I went in it with no expectations. I just thought the gameplay looked cool. And that game is a really good game. That is a great third-person shooter story-based game. So if you have Game Pass and you haven't checked it out, I recommend you check it out just for the gameplay alone, even if you don't care about the characters. I will say, if you're a Mass Effect fan, you should play Guardians of the Galaxy because it definitely has a Mass Effect vibe to it, even though it's a Marvel property. It definitely gives off a Mass Effect vibe with the camaraderie and, you know, your group and coming together as a group. So if you have Game Pass, check it out. But I'm really, really glad I think it's a great example of what Game Pass does for the people who purchase it.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of complaints about, well, if, you know, that's where games go to die, or must not be a good game if it's free. I think it's a great example of the value that Game Pass gives you.
Right. Then sometimes you find gems that are free on there, like, was it a Fall Guys? And
yep.
I mean, all of a sudden takes off, and then a few other games like that, all of a sudden people just start playing. And
you're right. Yeah. And
find there's gems. Tons
of games like that on there. And they're constantly rotating them in and out, too. I mean, I get how that part kind of sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But generally, you're only going to find that on the third-person stuff. Third-party stuff. A lot of the first-party stuff just stays on there once it's on there.
Right. Now, do you remember when I was playing that 3-on-3 basketball?
Yeah, yeah.
It was they put on there for free. You play it, and then all of a sudden, it got a little following. Then they started doing these little packs where you spend a little bit of money, you get a couple things. Yep. Now they're selling character packs for like $14.99, $19.99, and you pay for these characters, and people are buying just to play for the character. I mean, those games are still making money.
Those once they find an audience, that audience is in.
Yeah.
What I'd like to see happen is, and this is just wishful thinking, this is just a thought process on my part, but some of these games that are that go to Game Pass or whatever, PlayStation Plus Ultimate, whatever they called it, I wouldn't be surprised if in the future you don't see these games get any DLC until they start taking off on those services.
Yeah.
Because I don't think any DLC was planned for Guardians of the Galaxy. I would love to. Now there's a chance they might do that now because so many people are finding this game and loving this game now. So I think it does open up some avenues that maybe weren't there before.
Yep.
So, okay. So that's my final thought. Do you have any final thoughts?
No. Play games. Buy Legos.
Buy Legos, definitely. Watch movies. Watch movies. Play Legos.
Buy Hiya and let Dan know what you think of it.
You get a free 7-day trial. Have you looked at Hiya at all?
Yeah, I have, but I have too many other streaming services and I'm behind on other stuff, so I need it.
Yeah, see, I'm not. And I'm not a huge TV show guy. So I don't, you know, I usually, what I watch is the stuff when it comes out, like the newer stuff when it comes out, like The Mandalorian, or, you know, I'll watch Ahsoka when it comes out, or, you know, the stuff on Marvel. I watch those, but I watch those like day of. You know, it comes out on a Wednesday, I watch it on like Wednesday or Thursday or or that kind of thing. So I don't watch a whole lot of like TV series. Movies are more my thing. So that's why Hiya works so well for me, because those are the movies that I'm into right now. I've always been into them, but it's what I'm jonesing for right now. I'm wanting to get my Hong Kong Kung Fu martial arts, you know, Korean inspired stuff. That's just what I'm in for now. So Hiya it ended up being a no brainer for me.
Yeah.
You know, and if I watch, you know, it's, and the thing is it's $3.99 a month, right? That's what it costs. Or $2.99 a month. It's $3 a month. If I were to go to Amazon or to, you know, Google Play or something and rent that movie, it cost me $2.99, $3.99. I watch one movie a month, I've got my money's worth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't go wrong with that.
No.
I watch two movies a month, I got a bargain. So you can't go wrong for it if it's what you want to watch.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you just watch one movie a month. I mean, you're still getting money's worth.
Right. It's like renting, like if I were to rent that movie on Amazon Prime, it's $3.99. It's $5.99 and if you want it in 4K. Well, Hiya is all 4K movies. Not all 4K, but you know, HD 4K. You're not getting any garbage versions of the movies. So if that's what you're into, it's a great value. And I'm into it, so it's a great value.
Yeah.
Through Matt. All right. Well, I guess that's going to do it for us. Do you want to catch me on Twitter and see the picture of me and my son watching Pacific Rim intently? Kaiju and monsters, or kaiju and mechs. You can catch me. Then you can just go over to, I can't remember my Twitter handle. It's Shirtless Dan. It's at Shirtless Dan. Sorry. Mm-hmm. There, came back to me now. You can get Gerald here, at Producer Gerald, at Hoffman Show, whichever is all of them, isn't it?
No, it's Hoffman Show.
But you can type in Producer Gerald and find
him. Yeah, no, it'll pull me up, yeah.
It'll pull him up. You can find Ryan at Podcast Ryan. I don't know why you'd want to, because he's never on there.
Mm-hmm.
But you can give it a shot if you want. And, if you, like this show and want to help us out, you can go to patreon.com/GameStitch and chip in there a couple tiers. If not, you don't have to worry about it. Show's always going to be free. We're always going to talk about Legos. We're always going to talk about wrestling. We're always going to talk about movies and video games.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we talk about the robot apocalypse. Sometimes we talk about pizza ovens, electric lawnmowers. Martial arts movies. So we cover a variety of topics for a video game show.
Yep. and if you want to email us.
We are, I don't even remember our email address.
podcast at gamestitch.com.
Yep. Okay, sure. Yeah, you can email. You can email us there. Yeah, I don't even remember that. I haven't.
Yeah.
It's been so long. So yeah, at podcast at gamestitch.com. All right, that's it. I have nothing else to add. Gerald has nothing else to add. So this has been episode 482. Good night.